The Song Dog, a Kramer and Zondi mystery by James McClure, narrated by Stephen Crossley. 1. Like a cat, she was quick, and her hand slapped, and the mosquito spread red on her thigh.
"Christ, he done well out of you," he murmured. "Look at all that blood."
"That's never my blood," she said, flicking away the dead insect. "I didn't give the little bastard the chance. Must have been yours."
"Can't be," he said. "I'd have felt it also."
They lay back on the bare mattress. They lay side by side, no longer touching. He was glad of this. He was hot, the sweat streaming. "Phew," she said, and they both laughed before falling silent. Outside, mangrove frogs croaked. A crocodile slid with a lazy splash into the estuary. Two owls hooted, one high and one low.
Oh, yeah, he was hot. Bloody boiling.
But awash with well-being. Even better, he seemed able to think straight again now that she had stopped crowding his mind with voluptuous conundrums. Now that he had all the answers to how each and every part of her young body felt and to what she cried out when she came. Her hoarse cry had made him come also, that very same instant, and he looked forward to hearing it again, once they'd rested a while. Then the candle flame, fast running out of wick, began to fluster, and this sent a tremble through the shadows it cast. Some shadows were long, looming right up the unpainted wooden walls of the room. Others slunk across the floorboards into untidy corners that were heaped with fishing tackle and dirty clothing. Soon even the exposed roof of river rushes overhead appeared to be moving uneasily, undulating.